Yo, dude, let's go do everything. Let's go to every session. Send me all the beats. I'm going to write everything.
Feed me beats, J. Cole shit.
Yeah, literally. So I'll just go crazy for like a month or two. And then like, after a certain amount of time, I just feel like you got to live for a second. You got to just like live your life and just like absorb shit and just be inspired and just experience whatever random little things you got to experience.
Yeah.
So you have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Like if you stay locked up in the studio all day, like you said, it's only so many messages and like ideas you're gonna have
at in the current moment.
Yeah, yeah. And like once you expel all of that, it's just like, okay, now what? And then you're gonna just start either repeating the same thing, saying things that don't matter, or you're just not gonna be enjoying yourself overall. And then it's just like,
yeah, because it becomes like a machine type of thing. Like you're just pumping out an output, and you're just like, all right, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I do see quality in doing both processes, like, at a time. Like, you were saying, like, sometimes I do have, like, months where I'm just like, I can do every song possible, any genre, anything. Yeah. And then I'm just like, nah, you gotta just, like, focus and kind of just sit and marinate and kind of figure out, like, the topic. But I do like experimenting with different styles of writing. So, like, sometimes I'll, like, do a style of, like, abstract writing. So, like, I listen to Armin Hammer or, like, Earl Sweatshirt, and I'm like, I want to write something very poetic in that sense.
Yeah, I feel you.
And I'm like, I know I don't really rap like that. That's not my style usually. I can write like that. Like, I could write to that tier. But I'm just like, maybe I'll kind of play with it, but I'm more so trying to, like, push sound forward or, like, push things in a different way than what I usually do. So I'm like, okay. But also, like, experimenting. I was just saying, like, the other day I went to, like, that show that they had for Issa House Party for Throws and everything. So I went to that, and it was just, like, a bunch of DJs spinning. And I was just like, this is so awesome because it reinvigorated, like, my like, love for, like, just experimenting and making music. I was like, maybe it doesn't have to mean me directly, like, you know, penning and writing a song. It's me just playing with songs that I like and just mixing and matching elements. So then that changed, like, a whole different format for me. So I'm like, that's wavy.
Yeah, I feel like you gotta experiment just so you have, like, different understandings of how you can approach it. Like, even, like you said, like, it might be even a writing style that you're not really
used to,
like, that. Like, it's not something that you would do for your own music, but it's just something that you wanna fuck with, just because, like, honestly, like, you might, like, you know, you'll find some qualities in a certain writing style that you know that you can bring to your own style. Maybe not the whole thing, but there's little bits and pieces that you pick up on. It's like, ooh, I like how that felt when I did this rhyme scheme, or when I, like, made this gap here, or when I made this reference to that, like, little shit like that. Yeah. I feel that. I like that.
Yeah, I love storytelling. I love storytelling music. And then I also love music about nothing. Like, like Seinfeld, like, type of stuff. Like, I wrote this song called, like, Big Body Car, and it was mad weird. It was just like, it's so funny. Like, I don't have a car. Like, I'm in the city. I don't have my license. And I'm like,
like, can you drive?
Like, I don't have, like, any of those things, but it was more so just kind of playing with, like, using it as, like, a framework of, like, emotion. So it's just like, all right, you kind of, like, want something, but what does that cost? And then what is, like, the deeper meaning of it? And you're just like, okay, well, the deeper meaning is, like, there was a part where it was like, I do for everybody, don't even worry about it. I just do for everybody, don't even worry about it. So it's just like, overextending myself was the point of the song. And then it was just like, I just got me a new big body car. So it's just like, so it's like relishing and doing the different stages, and the production is fun. And I was just like, that's really fun. And that, I feel like that's a personal song for myself. I may release it one day, who knows. I don't know if anybody could record it the same way, but, like, stuff like that is, like, really cool, and I love that type of stuff. But what got you into, like, making music and everything? I know we asked the deal. This is not who's at the dinner table type, like, podcast. Who's paying?
We need to fly off right now.
Before you go into it, just to let y'all know, we are recording.
Okay. Oh,
was it for a shorty? Was that?
Huh?
Was it for a shorty?
No. Well, okay. It's a trip. All right. I've been singing since I was a kid. I've been singing since I was, like, 5 years old. Because my mom is a singer, so, like, I sing because of her. Like, I used to just practice with her and stuff like that. It wasn't anything that I took serious as a kid. It wasn't like, oh, I want to be a singer. Like, I want to, like, I just knew I could sing, and my mom would just have me singing because she knew I had a talent. So she's like, yeah, let's, you know, she would never force me or anything. You know, it was always like, a mutual thing. Like, okay, you wanna sing this song? All right, cool, let's sing it.
Yeah.
So it started off like that. Ended up in like school choir when I was like 8 years old or something. And that was like my first experience like a singing in front of people.
Yeah.
And then I kind of was like hidden about it. Like, it was weird because like I got to middle school and like I kind of like let it be known that I could sing. And, and it's like kids are mean, bro.
They are.
Kids are horrible, bro. Like children are really horrible.
Kids are mean.
Yeah, man. So it's just like, you know, people made me feel like weird about it, like that I could do it. And it's just like I kind of felt like, oh, like I don't know. Was it like a
questioning of your masculinity kind of thing?
No, it wasn't even that. I think what it was is just because like I got teased a lot as a kid. You feel me? So I was just like that fat, short, light skinned kid. You feel me? So it was just like, oh, like who the fuck do you think you are? You know what I mean? Like, once they knew I could do something, it was just like, who does this nigga think he is? You feel me? So it was kind of like a trying to dim my light, and I didn't realize that at the time because, like I said, we're all children. We're like 9, 10 years old. I don't know what's happening, but I just like it affected me. So for all the middle school, I didn't sing like, at all. Like I didn't practice. I didn't sing in front of people. I barely sang with my mom. Any of that. Like I felt mad discouraged from that. So I didn't do it for a long time. Came high school. I decided, okay, I'm reinventing myself. Like I don't know most of these people here, so I can I can do this and not feel so judged or feel so like closed off and feeling like I have to hide it.
Yeah.
And then so I started doing it more. It still wasn't like a I want to be a singer. It's just I knew I enjoyed it, so I just wanted to just keep doing it. Then probably like junior year of high school, like I got forced. I got forced to take to take beginner guitar classes.
That's fire though.
And like I'm sitting here like I wanted some easy shit because like I was a math and science major, you feel me? I was trying to be a forensic scientist. I didn't care about trying to pursue music. So I was like, dude, I wanted something that was easy as like my what's the fucking
electives
word?
And
electives and shit. So I was just like, I want to do something easy. Like this is not gonna be easy. I have to go home and practice and do this shit. I'm bro. Then I ended up being like the star student, like in my like not in the whole class, but like in my specific period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, the teacher just ended up fucking with me, and I realized like how much time I was putting into it. Like I stopped doing homework at a certain point because I'm just like hours on end just practicing. Yeah. Fucking
the love for
fingers
it,
are blistering and sore, and I'm hurting.
Yeah, the three finger gang. With the chords. Yeah,
that's a crazy turnaround to from being ridiculed for something to being praised for doing it.
Yeah, you know?
That's so, a beautiful like relationship with like the music.
Yeah, so it was just like, oh, like, so I can do this. And like really when I was really inspired, I knew that I wanted to do it is like when our final assignment, like before we moved on to the next level of guitar or whatever, we had to play a song. And oh, you know what? Actually, we just had to play a song. That's it. But I knew I could sing. So I was like, I'm going to outdo everyone. Fuck that. I'm going to learn the song, and I'm going to learn how to sing while I play it.
Little Steve
and
Lacey.
So, I busted my ass for like 2 weeks straight every night. Didn't do no fucking homework, bro. And I'm just practicing like 4, 5, 6 hours a night. Just like I'm getting home 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm just until 9, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, just trying to figure it out. And it sucked, bro. Trying to figure out how to play guitar and sing at the same time is so
it's difficult.
Hard. Like, it's weird.
Multitasking is not fun in music. Is. Whether it's singing and moving on the stage, whether it's just making sure that you're rapping on pace and moving about and looking people in the eye.
Yeah.
People don't talk about any type of multitasking, whether it's singing, I don't know, like, I don't know, spinning plates on wooden sticks. Like, like any type of juggling, like any type of like acrobatic or thing where you have to kind of train your brain in it. They like tell you that it like lights new paths in your brain to kind of multitask in that way. But now you can know, I feel like for anybody that like listens, I feel like you know that you want to do music when you start disregarding everything and you're like, I gotta get this stuff. There have been so many instances where I missed all types of things, a dentist appointment, freaking like a class, like just to finish writing a song because I was just like that one moment, and I'm like, I don't advertise it, like don't do that, but it's just like one of those things.
Nah, when you're in the zone, you're in the zone.
Yeah, I'm in the thing. Hold on, but let me go.
When you're in the zone, that's that for sure, bro.
Yeah, I gotta.
Nah, you gotta do your thing. Nah. What you said about was true about multitasking. I don't do music at all, but I make it like I make a lot of beats with my hands or whatever. And then if I try to freestyle, I'll fuck up and, you know, miss it. I was like, oh, I missed the whole thing. Yeah. Nah, for the gearheads out there, what kind of guitar did you have? If you remember.
I don't remember because it was just like a guitar assigned to us from the school. I don't remember. It was some random little cheap nylon string, but it was cool.
That's what's up. Yeah. So was that your reason for starting music?
That was my reason to get serious. So what happened was, is like I got into that and did that. Teacher loved it. Whole class was freaking out because they're like, "Who? What the fuck? Like,
who is this kid?
Damn! Yeah. Like, we didn't do the damn." So did that.
Wait, did you go first?
No, I didn't go first. Okay, no. That would have been crazy. Okay. That would have been crazy.
Just drop the mic. Good luck.
I was like right in the middle of the period. Like real talk. I was like, they put me right in the middle of class is when it happened. And like I said, it's like we have to play for the teacher, but it's in front of the whole class. You know? Yeah. So like I started doing it and it was like, what the fuck? Who the bruh? This guy. You feel me? So I was like, but yeah, so like that became my favorite teacher. Started just hanging with her all the time, and after that, like she got a drum set in the class. I started teaching myself how to play drums and shit, and that's when I was like, yeah, I like this. At that point, I wasn't trying to be no front man or anything. I just wanted to be a musician. I just wanted to be in a band, play some rhythmic guitar or whatever, just be drumming in the background. Just like, I didn't care, you know. I just wanted to be in a band.
Yeah,
and then I didn't want to write music, none of that. I just wanted to be in the band, playing some instruments. Mm-hmm. Ended up having a crush on some girl. So it was a girl that did end up making me write my first song.
Nah, it really be like that because I remember there's a song by Steve Lacy called Jars of It, and that was like one of the first songs where I was just... I wrote some music beforehand, but that was like one of the first ones where I was just like, I could really write music about two girls, and I was just like, yeah, it definitely influences like how you go about... like talking about love in your future thing, and you're just like, yeah. It definitely influences that. I feel like that, even though it's a cliche thing, and that's
that's what it is, man. That's just human.
Yeah. That's real.
I love the romantics. I feel like what's it called? There's like a period in history, and they're just like that. The romanticist era and everything, and they're just like, it's just a style of like writing, and I'm just like, yeah, that whole like era of like literature is like so far because it's just literally like love poems and just like love. I'm like, that's like the 70s for me, but like literature wise. I'm just like, you know, just making songs about like love and shit is always a lot of fun
type shit.
But how was it like performing in choir? Because I did choir like one for a couple months like senior year. And I really love the feeling and the vibrations of just singing in unison. I don't think people talk about that much. But how did it feel kind of being a part of like choir and everything?
Honestly, I feel like I was like too young to really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I said, I was like 8 years old, 9 years old. It was extremely repetitive. I don't want to stand here for fucking
they'd make
hour and a half, 2 hours singing the same song over and over and having to cut the song every single time somebody makes a mistake and keep having to run it back. And
that was me, my... I was a little tone deaf. I am still. So I used to have the voice cracks in the middle of the thing, and they'd be like, "Who was that?" Man. And yeah, it was me. And the thing was that there were only, it was like 50 people in the choir, and like 4 of them were guys. So she knew altos, tenors, sopranos, knew it down like the back of her hand. But for men, she didn't really know like what to do. She was just like, as long as you sing in key, you provide that kind of bass, you're like a tenor, you're like a bass, you're like whatever, you're like a baritone, all right, try to stay within that range and like, you know, try to keep up with this. Like, you're not going to do anything too crazy, you're just going to provide that. And so like, it was my first time like singing, and I didn't know that like you need like different muscles for singing. It's not just like singing in the shower. Cause I used to play like rock band, and as long as I hit those notes on rock band, I was good. But if you do that in choir, it doesn't hit the same.
Nah, yeah. Like I said, I honestly probably, if I would have got into it at all, like, you know, when I was older,
yeah,
I might have appreciated it more, but I kind of hated it.
Yeah.
Cause like, honestly, once again, it was something I didn't ask to be in. I didn't.
Yeah.
It was just like
you're like, I'm not supposed to be here.
Literally, like, yo, they just started sending us in waves to go like audition. I didn't know what I was auditioning for. They were just like, the teacher name was Miss Rossi. And I was like, yeah, Miss Rossi wants to see you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay. They gave me a little pass. I go walk through the hallways, get to her little music room. And it's just me and her. It's nobody else in the room. I'm just like,
What is this?
I'm like, okay. She's like, okay, just stand right there. I'm like, okay. She's like, okay, I'm going to play a note, and I just want you to sing it exactly how I'm playing it. I'm like, okay. She plays a note. I sing it. She's like, no, go a little. Boom, and I sing it. I'm like, okay. And then she goes the next note and just keeps going. So, like, she was testing out my range. I didn't know what was happening, but she was testing out my range in that moment. And then I got sent back. And then the next thing I know, next week, I'm just regularly going to choir practice. Nobody asked me, like, yo, are you trying to be part of it? It was like, you got a good voice, so you're in choir.
I'll see you drafted at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, literally, yeah. Drafted
the choir practice is elite.
So that's how that happened. And then I was just in that for like a year and a half or two. And funny enough, I was supposed to be in this other little seminar thing. Like, there was like, you know, for like the kids with asthma and shit.
Yeah.
So like I was, like I said, I was a fat little kid, you feel me? So I had asthma and shit. And,
yeah, don't worry.
And like,
yeah. Everybody except for me and Trent, do you have asthma?
I don't.
No, Jazz and Jules have asthma too. So
I'm good. It don't bother me anymore. I think I grew out of it or whatever. But
yeah,
it was just so funny because like, the time that I'm supposed to be at choir practice and the time that I'm supposed to be at this asthma seminar thing were at the same exact time.
Oh.
So they constantly made me like have to choose between that.
Damn.
And I guess over time I did learn to enjoy choir because I did pick choir over going to the asthma class. But
I mean I think that's just a little kid thing because like, do you want to sing or do you want to hear how you can't breathe like all the time? I understand, but I feel like, you know, you're drawn to music naturally. So you just kinda like appreciated it.
Yeah. And it's just funny. Moment. It's like kind of ironic just because like I'm sure that being in that, what's good, bro? I'm sure that being in choir, like, helped my asthma because it just taught me certain breathing techniques that, like, I wouldn't have learned otherwise. So this is, like, it's just funny how it went. Real funny.
Oh, shit, y'all. Jules just walked in.
Jules with the X in the building.
What's up, Jules?
Yeah. He always has red on. I love it. Oh man, so that was like a little Lucy, but tell the audience what's your name, where you're from.
All right, they call me Mega Mod, Mega MODD from the Bronx. Born in Brooklyn, but raised in the Bronx.
awesome. And yeah, that was just a little snippet. I think we can cut it off here for now.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. We out. You've been a lovely random audience.
Yeah, that's not our usual format.
But all right, y'all. Until the next one. Peace.
Oh, you guys are fine.
Call. Made out inside the AMC, recently lost my dog.